come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Sila asiyindawo nakulonyaka omosha ka 2020 sithi sikhona singumngani siphinde futhi sibe ngumsizi njengoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngizohlanganyela lam no advocate Vuyokazi Nontso ubhala incwadi enhle bazalwane okuwukuthi siyayidinga impela ikakhulukazi uma siphila kulesi sikhathi okuwukuthi ezinye izinto asikho certain ngazo and zenza ukuthi sibe nokwesaba. So le devotional ithi fear not, oh my soul, staying hopeful, faithful and fearless in ordinary and extraordinary times. Umusanda kungena usekhaya, siyakwamukela siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uyazi ukuthi hayi nakulonyaka ngisazohlala kulomndeni, ngisazoba ingxenye yalomndeni. Yebo ungasuki njengoba nathi sinawe ngazo zonke iy'khathi. 1532 advocate.
Yes, it's Mashley.
Unjani ba?
Ndiyaphila sis, unjani wena?
Ndiyaphila nami. Siyabulela ukuthi ube nathi kule ntambama.
Enkosi, thank you very much. It's such an honor and a privilege, and I thank the Lord.
Amen.
That he has brought me in this studio this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, when you called me about a week or so ago,
yeah,
I was in the Eastern Cape at home,
yeah,
in the rural Mountfrey. It was even a blessing that the phone call would go through, and I was busy pulling on the other direction and saying, but I'm at home, still holidays, I'm only coming back on the second.
Yeah, I remember.
I thank the Lord that you insisted, because then I realized that time and tide wait for no man. Mm. And I saw that it is God's work, because when I started writing this book last year,
yeah,
my main aim was that it is ready for the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I thought at that time that it would be at least ready at the first quarter, because I was late already. But now I said, you see, this is God's timing working, because you just called me at the most opportune time, when people of God need hope, when people of God need to be inspired and to be told that, you know, whatever is going on around us, the devil is a liar, as people always say, and as I recall the story I told you. So yes, it's such a blessing, it's such a privilege, and thanks to the people who have tuned in to listen to this message.
Amen. Njengoba usho la phambilini uthi busekhaya, so uzalwa eMountfrey?
Yes.
Okay. Awusibekele nje isithombe kancane ukuthi ukhulele emndenini onjani, ukukhula kwakho bekunjani?
All right. Is it okay if I speak English or I'll mix, because I speak deep Xhosa?
Sicela ukuthi uthethe nalesi Xhosa.
Oh, great, great. I'm multilingual, by the way. I just hope my Sotho aizu phuma ngefestile game. Kuri gitlo khona ho mixa so that batho bo botle ba utle ha.
Ai tetha ukhulekile ukuthi uthethe.
Dizalwa eMountfrey by utata uNtsikelelo Nontso no mama uEugenia Nontso, as they call her, Nosakhele elalini. Since ndikhula abazali bam ndibabone be very staunch Christians. And ngemna I might disappoint a lot of people. I was not really keen on church.
Yeah.
Bendize ndibethwe ukuba ndifuneka ndiye ecaweni Sunday school, and I would make any excuse yokuba maybe ndiyokolusa, maybe ndizopheka. And my mom would pull me athi, how will I teach other children ukuba bahambe kanjani kodwa wena ungafuni kuya? So it used to be a big fight. But what I noticed, but they laid the foundation. When I got to Vets Technical, and the then Vets Technical, now UJ, I was all alone. I was in Johannesburg, this rural girl. So into a surprise, ayo guguba diziyele kaweni a Central Methodist. Dinga tunywanga ngekomton alela yongo. So, and I would even invite my classmates sasenze mining engineering nabo, and I was so heartwarmed and dibana nabanye besithi you Vuyo, I remember you, the staunch Methodist. So from my school days then seems like I had laid a trail. Dahamba ke ndayezweni ndayosebenza different provinces ngo 2003. Da pendula ubizo lokuba ngumshumayeli. I did not even know how to respond. I was at the Methodist Church, and as I've mentioned, or if I had mentioned earlier, and kwakwenziwe altar call, daya payana, and that's bakubizwa how do you respond to a call of being a preacher. But Caulfield's circuit was so lovely and so accommodating. So they called me in the quarterly meeting. I presented my call to preaching. They accepted me. I did my studies, because nanso nyinto that I admire about being a preacher at the Methodist, you are forced to learn. We'll know, or those who know, ubagukona, our founder, John Wesley, insisted on a preacher that is learned. So I was overlooking isn't doing logo without having gone to school. And if the people said, the preachers at that time said, we do not have the books, we do not have the time, he would give them the books to learn, and even more books. So I went and did a preaching course, which is compulsory for any preacher who wants to be a commissioned preacher in the Methodist Church. And that came in 2008 at the end, and then in 2009 I was robed and commissioned to be a local preacher. And how the local preaching works, a Methodist, we've got what is called a circuit, which is made out of various churches called societies. So umfundisi akazuba khona every Sunday in those societies. So us as local preachers stand in until then he comes and on a particular Sunday once a month and gives communion. I love preaching. I just love preaching. I must say that about myself. And I always say, ndifumene itenda, I will always check people and kodwa no babiza babantu, or elderly people. For example, I was in Dandi at some point. They would just give me all their plans, and I was so heavy. We used to say I'm like a pastor, so I would preach three successive Sundays in a month, and just be stopped by when I've got to go and receive a communion. Mm-hmm. So I love that. But this kept nagging. The love to preach kept nagging, and one day the Holy Spirit just kept saying, but you've got to preach to a wider audience. Mm. And so I listened and I said, wow, great opportunity. Mm. And then the devotions take a form of mini preaching. And for me, it's a great platform that now it's not only the people in my congregation will happen to hear the preaching or the sermons or the word of God. But my plan and my prayer is that the word reaches internationally. We are facing the same pandemic. This has got no selection whether one is rich or poor, in a poor country or a better off country. We're just facing the same pandemic. And my prayer and my belief is that it will reach to all the countries in the world, and people will be able to look at this and be inspired and be strengthened by these devotions. And even as I always preach, I always say, I just trust that my preaching will just touch one person. Just one person, it will be enough. So that is my prayer and my belief and my declaration on these devotions, that they will do just that.
Wow. Fear not, O my soul. Uyazi, njoba singena kulo nyaka omusha, abaningi mfundisi wami sebaqalile bana negative imiqondo nje enegative ukuthi hey, yazini, it's been years ngistruggle. It's been years ngikhuleka kuNkulunkulu kodwa akunalutho okungathi nje ngiyabona ilight empilweni yami kunokuthi ngephambili ngathi ngibuyela emuva. So do you think ukuthi uma bangayithola lencwadi kukhona la okuwukuthi kungabuyisa futhi lo ukuthi nje umuntu athi you know what, no matter kunzima kodwa ngizophumelela or ngizophokophela phambili ngempilo.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Let me first say, you know, I'm so warmed when you say mfundisi wam. So I receive.
Yeah.
I'm still a preacher, but yeah. The cat out in the bag, and God willing,
yeah.
Buguba, I'm paving a way towards full time ministry. And so, he will lead that way, and I would love to see myself as a full-time minister very soon. So, but now when you say mfundisi, so I think we are headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
Gukhona devotion apha. I'm trying to find it. Kodwa itheta about it timing, and especially for people who will say, kudala ntandaza, kudala ndilindile. Sometimes it does seem like God is quiet.
Yeah.
Kodwa, one thing I have learned, even personally, and what I've written about, kukuba, God's timing is perfect.
Yeah.
It may sound like a cliche. It may sound like maybe when a vuyo, as they call me, or vuyogazi, you do not experience ezizinto. Whether izinto zi physical, emotional, or psychological, or spiritual, God to asonke, we do experience the challenges now and then, and benga to utiko utulile. So, umzegelo, pagu Lazarus, uyesu ufike 4 days later, Lazarus segete wafakwa etuneni, Lazarus for sure segete enuka payana. Kodwa uYesu ukuba waye waphendula just like the sisters were expecting him to respond immediately afike phayana, and then ebezokwaziwa nje njengoba nguThixo ophilisayo. Kodwa wathi uthi uYesu xa kephendula apha wayekhona wathi, this is not unto death, this sickness is not unto death, but is for the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
So kwenzela uba njengobae wathula wathi cwaka, even remember xa efika uya one of the sisters walila wathi uba ubukhona nge engafanga. Then uYesu wabonakalisa the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
Ukuba I might have seemed like I was quiet at that time, but you had to see the glory of the Lord. So fear not, mtu omameleyo right now, and perhaps ongamamelanga ozobona the live stream, ukuba uThixo akathulanga, but whatever situation that we go through, it is not it is not for the devil or for darkness, for anything else to triumph, but for the glory of the Lord. Singangami.
Uyazi ngithanda la go page 74, I think it's chapter 23, if I'm a chapter silana, ya la uthi khona, not letting go of our hope. And wafaka lapha i scripture u Hebrews 10 verse 23, let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promises is reliable.
Amen.
Kodwa hey, ngoba umuntu usuka efocuse mhlambe kule pain, or usuke efocuse kulesi simo esingekho sihle, uyazi hope ivele ilahleke nje. So sithini kuloyo muntu uma kuwukuthi even nakulonyaka omusha usangena ngaleyo leyo nto ukuthi you know kwenzeka lokhu nalokhu, and kwenze ukuthi ngingasabi nayo ihope. Omunye uzasho ukuthi ngibe nawo ama plans unyaka uma uqala, namanje ngiyabeza basakhuluma e radio pulpit ukuthi iba nama plans, iba nama goals, you know, and all those things ngibe nazo, and then I thought ukuthi yazi ngihamba kahle, I'm on track, but now unyaka uphelile futhi singena unyakeni omusha, but nothing happened.
The one who made the promises is reliable.
Wow.
He's not sometimes reliable.
he is not maybe reliable, but the one who made the promises is reliable, and his answers are yes and amen.
Ewa ma plans siyawenza ate athi umxhosa xa ketheta u i plans zethu kodwa ukugqiba kokathixo. It may seem quiet, it may seem like another year, I don't even want to make these resolutions, but again, as the theme of the book says, I'll keep on saying fear not. And not that I'm theorizing, I've had those moments, I've had some wishes and prayers that seemed like they were not answered. Kodwa uThixo into endiyaziyo ngayo uba uyaphendula, and maybe uzothi not now ngoba andikho ready. And then ndenze umzekelo uba if I went to ministry as I wished that straight from high school, inoba ngese ndajika futhi and that backslide and ayeka. So now is the perfect timing. So uThixo uyayazi into ayenzayo. Ndandikhe ndafunda enye incwadi ethi xa kubhakwa, when you preparing i butter for i cake, kuzofakwa iflour, kufakwa iqanda, and there's a sequence ayingendlela esibhaka ngayo thina, and then izothi at the end of the day i muffin yakho iphume ne-lumps, iphume uve isigaqa seswekile. So uThixo to simplify engine, zothi uya prepare, uya baga, uya cover, uzo baga, and esisonga sezo puma. We may feel dismayed, uba I plans zethu are not materializing. Kodwa, the one who makes the promises is reliable, and we can just count on that.
Wow, 1547. Singabantu ziba khona ikhathi nathi sithola nje siseyimeni. Ngabe nawe kukhona isimo la wayithola khona mhlawumbe une fear, la wayithola khona ungenayo i hope noma ungasemethembu uNkulunkulu?
I will say many times, to simplify it. Remember, Sis Bahle, we are human. Kodwa ndiye ndithi noba sendifuna ukulila, maybe ngathi ndingathi Thixo uphi, Thixo kutheni ungaphenduli, there's always a verse, whether it's a song or whether it's a scripture that ministers. And endicinga right now from the top of my head, kukhona ingoma ethi kungani nam phefumlo udakumbile nje, why are you so miserable, oh my soul, waxhalaba ngaphakathi, you are so fearful and you cannot rest, ungenakuzola. Kodwa ukhona lo ubizwa zinzulu, the one who is called by the deeps, beka ithemba lakho kuye uthuthuzeleke. So yes, there are times when I'm fearful, when I'm afraid, and especially you can see my weight. There are many times when I feel low self-esteem, and I take why low self-esteem normally due to body shaming, when people have made me feel undecomed. Believe me, it's not shallow. Sometimes I'll present this brilliant business opportunity or an idea. Now come meeting time, I get so fearful and afraid to show up, being attacked by anticlimax. Or when I'm going to preach, you know, kona abantu abakwazi abangathi bayakwazi ukushumayela kakhulu kunawe, babengathi bavakala ngcono kunawe. So bathi xa bephakwe congregation especially, uqonda hey, I wonder ibhadle nalento endizoyishumayela mna. So those are my moments of fear, though maybe zingangathi zincinci komnye, kodwa umuntu knows the isihlangu sidla umnikazi wayo ngendlela esimdla ngayo. Then I call upon scriptures about the Lord has not given me a spirit of timidity or of fear, no, of shame, but of boldness, but of a sound mind, of hope. So these scriptures always come up and minister. And maybe at the end of the day, I'm not preaching to impress anyone. Kodwa ukhona umuntu kaThixo ozolive ilizwi at the end of the day, noba umnye nje kuphela, and then abe touched. And then when I counsel myself with these scriptures, with these songs, nyani abantu bathi oh washumayela kamnandi namhlanje, but I always just say praise the Lord. It can only be the Lord. And I'm sure enye into unconscious ngayo, and maybe people can pick it. I'm not a very good talker. There are times I stutter. There are times maybe I do not have a good train of thought. So nje nazo izinto ezinto yigise, and maybe they might seem trivial kwabanye abantu azothi omnye umuntu mna I challenge yami ngumsebenzi, challenge yami ile nale. So we face challenges because yahluka nje with a degree and nokuba how do they affect or impact you. So yes, I do have challenges. Kodwa andide ndincame, andide ndilile ndiqomba Tiko uphi, why unganiphenduli vele ndazwa izodlula. Yes, it's common to cry, it's common to be worried, to be miserable. Kodwa nje ndakhawuleza ndizikhulule uba you know what, uyazihlupha nje umoshe ixesha.
Yes.
There's a song as well ethi sakungena emililweni uba nathi asichi, and then sakungena emanzini asirhaqo. There's also a scripture as well to that extent. So there's no guarantee ukuba as Christians, as believers, asizuba ne trials, tribulations, temptations, ubunzima. We do lose jobs, we do get retrenched. No, things do happen.
Yes.
Ngoba izinto zenzeka emntwini, and xa zisenzeka emntwini, especially olikholwa, uThixo uyazi uba why. Ngoba wena unako to carry them. So, you know, boast about those. Must boast ngembandezelo. Acho Paulos. Ngokuba ndithwaliswe ezo mbandezelo. Ndisaziwa, ndithenjiwe ukuba mna ndizokwazi ukuzithwala, and then ndibe ngumzekelo kwabanye abantu. We'll see the glory of God working through me.
Kanti nezwi liyasho lapha ku Romans 8 ukuthi all things
Yes.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Amen.
So amen. Advocate uNkulunkulu ukubizile kule nto. Njoba boshera la uthi ngesinesikhathi vela uba nakho lokho I low self esteem and nako konke lokho kuningi. Even nabo Moses bandlula lapho, kodwa uNkulunkulu ube nabo. So unawe. And lencwadi ngempela ikhuluma nathi sisonke singabantu ngoba zikhona izinto esibhekana nazo. Kodwa ke sihlala kule ndaba ethi singasabi, fear not. Ngithanda nalamagama owashoyela ukuthi the presence of fear is caused by the absence of hope. Uthi faith fuels hope. As faith is challenged, so is hope, and that leads to fear. And uyazi nje ngesinye isikhathi sinokuthi sisabe nje sibe nalokho nje ukuthi you know what, I don't know ukuthi ngizokwazi ukuthi ngindlule kulento. And then mose undlulile ilapho ubona khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu and uNkulunkulu akahlulwa yilotho. And njengoba shilo ezwini ukuthi nothing is too hard for yena.
Amen.
Why singawakholwa lawo mazi?
Phela
uNkulunkulu angeke nje abhale into nje for ubumnandi ukuthi hayi yazini ngifuna nje ukuba impressed, ngifuna ukuthi nje bajabule. Ukhuluma into ayaziyo ukuthi yena unguNkulunkulu njengoba shilo ukuthi I am who I am. Uthi nothing is impossible kuyena. So why siphila ngokwesaba? And iyahlukumeza kakhulu indaba yokuthi uyiphile lempilo kodwa unakho ukwesaba ngoba uyahluleka ukuthi ufinyelele eyintweni.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Yes, you know, I'm a living testimony, and anditsho ngoba ndifuna ukuzigwagwisa to talk about myself. And even when I preach, I always refer to my experiences so that people can learn and hear and see what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
You know, I do not theorize at all. You know, when I open with the first devotion, umzekelo ndandiphiwe by a reverend friend of mine. It was in 1997 when I had to go and start doing my practicals in an underground mine. I was really afraid, and part of me did not even want to go.
Yeah.
Goba, I had heard these stories about underground, but you know what? what kind of female elekta mining to start with, and underground you will be raped, you will be killed, there will be catastrophes like flooding, like falls of ground. So he saw how afraid I was, and then gave me this verse, this text that I've carried with me all my life. There are times I'm afraid, there are times I've been afraid, but I always call upon the Lord.
Amen.
And I remember in 2001, you know, I was at the lowest point of my life, and Umama came to Witbank upon Nansebenza corner to give me moral support. So I had to take her back to the I had to take her to the Texas Uzabaya Nakotug and Shege. I think one profound thing a mother could have done for a child, one Dinigi verse, Psalm 50 verse 15, call on me on days of trouble. I will answer you.
Wow.
And you will praise me, you will honor me. So Nazo isn't those indomeleza. I'm sure she realized I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah.
And there's nothing much I can do for her except to just give her a lumpako.
Yes.
And you know, it still carries me.
Yeah.
I just always remember that verse. Does mama nbize guye?
Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 3 before 4 o'clock. Uma ke kukhona othanda ukukhuluma no advocate lana Vuyokazi, ngicela ukukunikeza le mizuzu embalwa esele 0123341322, noma ungashayela ku 0123338699. Ungathumela ne WhatsApp ku 0826572729, noma uthumele i voice note kuyona leyo number. I SMS number yona ithi 37871. Ithingi ndlule ngala, uma ngibuya ke ngizobe sengivulile incengomo.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM. On 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sila go AM 657 sithole na go DSTV audio book 882 kwa manje ngino advocate Vuyokazi Nonso ubaleke I devotional book lana ethi Fear Not, Oh My Soul. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi incwadi e right kakhulu le njoba siqala unyaka ukuthi nje uqale ngaloyo moya ongenabo ubugwala. Mhlawumbe kukhona nje izinto ezikuthikamezayo empilweni. Nansi incwadi enhle okuthi ungayithola and then ikusize unqobe loko kwesaba. Ume sisinyi lana Sis Novuyo, uti advocate Vuyokazi Nonso, uti siyabulela ma, uti God didn't give us the spirit of fear, ngoba singabake.
Amen.
Uzoliswa, uti I'm motivated sibahle ngosisi vuvu, especially nga siqala unyaka, uti may God continue to bless her. Abhale more books uzuwe Cape Town. Yeah, it's a Cape Town. Yeah, and then lana usazobhala vele ezinye incwadi.
Of course.
Eyokuqala le.
Eyokuqala le.
Okay. So silindele ezinye.
You know, I've got titles. Sometimes I'm inspired in CM7s, you know, wherever I'm driving, and then I start doing e voice recording, title, Yubanding Ailibali. Let me just tell you a story. I started writing probably at I was about age 8.
Wow.
Gokona ngatizo Macbeth. No manaklanda inspire wang zizo. So ndizamuk bala, maybe kuhlekwe. Then dibuye lumva, you know, that's then low self esteem. And then and demand the poetry, ilahleke okanye ngibe ayikho relevant.
Yeah.
And then this is my first work that I've actually come to a stage of publishing. Ngoba you know, I want to defeat the spirit of non-completion. Mm. And I'm staying on that word. But he who has begun this good work in you shall see it to completion. So, everyone who's got a spark, something, let us complete. Let us start with that motivation. Started from the age of 8, Ebala, finally at 43, I was able to publish.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Asilalele nansi I voice note lani phuma lapha ku Kalimambo.
Sabona kosazana simingelela na umfundisi wethu lo lapho okhuluma kamnandi umfundisi ukhuliswe ngevangeli sibongela imese Methodist ifo ibandlaleni ngalithanda nalo lelo iMethodist ngalithanda kakhulu uma ngifika la eGoli ngalijabulela kakhulu manje ke le ndaba yokwesaba le uJesu uma efundisa abafundi bakhe ukukhuleka uthi ningesini uthi manitandazele kuleka manye amagama usikhulule kunendaba yokuthi ebantwini kungabikho kukhululeka ile nto leibanga ukwesaba emuntwini ngoba umuntu usuka angaphelelanga ekukholweni uma esaba manje ke uJesu usikhulule manje lokukhululwa kwethu thina abantu kunokuthi umuntu aye emuntwini afike alapheke entweni ethize athi manje sengikhululile izibani bani kodwa kamthethelela ngizono kunokuthi umuntu ngesinye isikhathi aphume ejele ngeshwele abe sewuphuma umuntu athi ngikhululekile kodwa igama lakhe lingakhululekanga lisesele laphayani lisabangwa nezibi limvalele impumelelo ngoba likhululwanga phela manje thina abantu uJesu uma esikhulula siba ngabantu labakhulule kwamampela mbambambamba suka sesikhululekile kanti mambo
Kalimambo. And kunama chapters walento ayikhulumayo la uKhalimambo ukuthi abantu thola ukuthi ba trust in earthly people and earthly things for ama miracles and when those people or things vanish then all hope is gone.
My God. So is I just thank the Lord. Yazi, I'm so humbled when I hear even umfundisi othile eshumayela and I just think this is in my book or abantu the feedback I get but this is so this is so relevant iyandinceda unyanisile apha or umfundisi othile phone athi you were really inspired xa ubhala le ncwadi. I just thank the Lord. That is why I'll keep on saying this is an opportune and a divine moment. Abanye abantu do not even make resolutions anymore because bathi kunceda ntoni, but we are rooted in the palm of his hand. He's got plans for us.
Yeah.
You know, uYesu xa wayesithi kubafundi bakhe cross over to the other side. Why the end in mind? But anyway, they will cross over. They will still have this storm and the turbulence. Payanelwandle, bengathi yaziga inganawe yabo. But in 20 years, they will cross over.
Amen.
So let us stay with that faith. Let us stay with that conviction. Uguba, we shall cross over. Usatane tande ngatandi. Kodwa gona, because what we have been destined for is a good future and a good hope. And we shall receive that. And seeing as a mistake, maybe it's just material.
Yeah.
You know, even ukuthulanje komphefumulo ukuzola rest from within. It can be your good future and your good hope. Maybe into zithandazelayo ngoba anfuni sibe ngathi asinalo ukholo, sixa sibona uma sifumana ngale moto besiyifuna. Therefore, the Lord is not working. Maybe lomo tizo funyana by the children or the grandchildren.
Yeah.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu khona uyasebenza.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. How do I get a book I want to buy for my children? U advocate uthetha ngento ayaziyo. From her voice nje gitlala kamatla ngoba yo sinokusaba empilweni.
My God.
Yo, advocate isikhathi sona sinomona uyabona?
You know, sivele sakhawuleza ngenye indlela nje.
Yebo, laba bangathanda ukuthi bayithole lencwadi bakuthola kuphi?
Ndinayo le Facebook page ben live streama kuyo.
Okay.
Vuyokazi Nonso. Mm-hmm. I think yona ezo igama ezokhumbuleka.
Yeah.
My nephew made an Instagram page for me and has not posted up, but I will navigate and learn.
Yeah.
Also ungandi WhatsAppela kule number 083-797-1462.
083-797-1462.
Abantu abase Joburg, ndizama uba ndibadeliverishele ngoba ndibased eJoburg.
Mm.
And then ke abantu abakude siye sibonisane ngoba umuntu uzoadda a postage price, ndipose through one of the retail stores. Kwenzela uba akwazi ukuyifumana.
Yeah.
So kube yilo price encwadi plus i-postage.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa ke sizoyixoxa kakuhle ke xa abantu benicontacta.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of the cost effective ways abanye abantu abadla ngokwenza ngayo bazi uba in that area maybe there are so much, kwenzela uba basave ke ndithi bathumele in bulk.
Oh,
instead of ba
yes.
Umuntu athumele this 60 rand yokuposa.
Yeah. Okay, ukhali mambo ucela ne-email address yakho.
V Nonso.
Mm-hmm.
So it's V for Vuyo, NONTSO @gmail.com.
Vuyo Nonso.
No, V Nonso.
Oh, V Nonso @gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, ungamthola lapho ke ku email. Sibonge kakhulu, uyasibonge kakhulu ukuthi ube nathi kule first Sunday kanyaka ka 2022.
Eh,
ngiyathemba ukuthi kulabo ababelalele akusekho ukwesaba.
Amen.
Sithi siyaphambili.
Siyaphambili, no? Divinely.
Yes.
And divinely upon.
Yebo.
You know, we just need to have that divine stubbornness,
uh-huh.
That divine arrogance.
Uh-huh.
Usathana akazi usenza nto.
Yeah.
You know, as I was telling you before we came in, ukuba I'm rural game and I used to fight a lot after school.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid of this girl I was going to fight with. And kanti turned out ukuba uyandoyika.
Mm.
Because of the person who advises me, uba ndilwe kanjani.
Yeah.
So what I learned from that, uba usathana will just act off azama ukubona ukuba angathatha ama chance kuphi, but nguye oyikayo, and because he knows ukuba who is on our side.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So and greater is he who is on our side.
Amen.
Than the one who is in the world.
Amen.
Amen
to that. Naye eminye imyalezo la ngaphambi kokuthi siphume uthi thank you advocate, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Unoma Malete ungale emes Park at Dobsonville.
Hallelujah.
And then omunya utila, wow, God is so good. And ukuzoba mnandi in 2022. May God lead Radio Pulpit to the greater heights and big things are on the way. Amen and amen. Siyabonga kakhulu. Mamgwenya ngaleyo prophecy. Uyazi mfundisi njengoba oh
it's okay. Lord, you hear this. It is done.
Ngithi uyabona sisaphila, sisaphefumula. Uma ku mhlambe kwenzakele ukuthi ukhuluma nge kunala kule chapter lo okhuluma ngayo nge foundation ukuthi make the Lord your foundation.
Oh yes.
Ukuthi uma bowakhe ku foundation engekho wrong.
Mm.
Akakabi late, ungakwazi ukuthi uyigubhe leyo foundation, uyazi uyilahlelele, bese uqala kabusha, uwakha ku foundation ekubani, ekuKristu. Yebo, ngoba iyona bona inamandla noma ivunguvungu zingeza iyohlala imile kanje. So asakheni phezu kwesisekelo esingu Jesu Kristu. Ezinye lezi khohlwa ngazo mzalwane ngoba azisebenzi izinto zesikhashana. Leyo foundation obuyitshela ukuthi hayi lengakhile phezu kwayo ivunguvungu meziza, so uyasaba. So ufuna ukubuyela futhi laphayana uthi hey awungiphe leyanto. Uyabona, kanti kuKristu senzani? Siya nje emkhulekweni, which is for free.
Ah,
so umuzo yakuloya muntu kuyomela ukhipheni imali yeingane zakho.
Sure. Sisibahle, you know, this is so profound.
Yeah.
Yazi my verse yam yokuguquka. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
Yeah.
Ndifumene akuthi ithi imani enkulile kweni apho Christ wasikhululela khona. Ningabusayithwala igekho yobukhoboka. So that just sums it up nje, you know, the spirit in a link nje ngathi uyanibona ukuba foundation.
Sure. Advocate, thank you so much ukuthi nje usinikeze isikhathi sakho ube nathi. Siyabonga nase kutheni ube ngumngani uphinde ube ngumsizi nanokuthi usinikeze ithemba ukuthi singene kulonyaka ka 2022 uyazi ngalesi spirit ukuthi inkosi unguJehova.
Amen.
And akukho ngempela ukuthi kungathina kungasihlula ngokwazi kwethu, kodwa uNkulunkulu akukho kumehlulayo. So sihlale nje kuyena.
Ah, sisibahle. uNkulunkulu anibusisele wena first and foremost.
Amen.
For inviting me here, and he has used you greatly, and may he expand your territory. May the Lord expand the territory of the listeners, of the people who've sent voice messages, even the people who are not listening. Goba, we're fighting the spirit, not the flesh. So nje uthixo banathi lo 2022 usathana akanamandla.
Amen. Yeah, advocate Vuyokazi umthola ku 0837971462 ungamwhatsappela lapho uma kukhona ongathanda ukuthi akusize ngakho ikakhulukazi ngale ncwadi. Thank you. And nje inkosi ikubusise, silindele ezinye incwadi phela.
Amen. Sizoza every year.
Amen.
Thixo ngumncedi wami.
Amen.
Thixo ngumncedi.
Ya, singenile ke esigabeni sokugcina njengoba ke selishayile elesine ihora 12:00 sizoba ne-discussion ke kungasekudala nomfundisi uModise Moloi. Namuhla ke sithi setting intentional goals. Lingasuki iphondo lakho, ngiyabuya emveni kwalomhlabelelo kaGqamisa noNdodla Gadla. Bethi uGqamisa uthi msindisi wami bese uzolandela uNdodla Gadla. It's goodness and mercy.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
This is a public service announcement out of concern for your safety. And we at Radio Pulpit would like to remind you to follow the safety guidelines as indicated by the South African National Institute of Communicable Diseases and the Department of Health to keep COVID-19 under control in our communities. If you or a loved one presents with symptoms, or if you believe you were in contact with an infected person, call the emergency hotline 0800-029-999 for assistance. It is everybody's responsibility to practice the advised hygiene and cleanliness guideline as set out by the government. For more, visit www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years, as well as books, CDs, and more on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.